He admits he's a murderer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A Russian soldier pleaded guilty today in Ukraine to shooting and killing a civilian in the first war crimes trial since Russia invaded in February. Aggression that's prompted Finland, which has a long border with Russia, and Sweden to apply for NATO membership.
We have seen a threat level coming out of Moscow since these discussions have started. And we know that the Russians for a long time has been against an expansion of NATO and an expansion of NATO to Finland and Sweden.
Swedish ambassador to the U.S. Karin Olofsdottir just told Fox they're committed to bolstering their own defenses as part of NATO. All 30 countries in the military alliance have to approve adding Sweden and Finland. An ex-Minneapolis cop has just pleaded guilty in George Floyd's much-protested death almost 2 years ago. The charge against Thomas Lane, aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He and two other ex-officers were already convicted of violating Floyd's federal civil rights. Derek Chauvin, the officer who kneeled on Floyd's neck, was convicted of murder and manslaughter. They keep counting ballots mailed in Pennsylvania, where a Republican Senate race remains too close to call. Trump-backed Dr. Mehmet Oz has a very slim lead.
Oz is currently leading Dave McCormick by less than 3,000 votes statewide. The McCormick camp says they are confident that thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots that still need to be counted will break their way. Perhaps voters chose McCormick before Trump's endorsement of Dr. Oz in April.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Bucks County. Whoever wins will face Democrat John Fetterman. In North Carolina, Trump-backed Congressman Ted Budd won the Republican Senate primary. Sherry Beasley won the Democratic race. But another congressman did not ride the former president's endorsement to victory. Madison Cawthorn got primaried out, losing the GOP primary for his House seat to State Senator Chuck Edwards. Cawthorn, before conceding defeat, said last night,
"You know what, I'll tell you, there's been a coordinated strike carried out by really kind of the old establishment wing of our party."
America's listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
On Wall Street, after a big one-day rebound, a return to selling. The Dow is down 449 points, wiping out all of yesterday's gains. The Nasdaq's falling 205. The S&P 500 is losing 66 points. While the price of oil rises more than a dollar, back over 113 bucks a barrel, while for a ninth day in a row, gas is at an all-time high price.
Gasoline prices rose 4 more cents yesterday, pushing the national average for regular to a record $4.56 a gallon, according to AAA. In California, you might need to get a second job to keep filling your tank. The state average hit $6.05, also a record, and the most expensive in the country. Another first for prices at the pump, drivers in all 50 states are paying an average of at least $4 a gallon. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Women's soccer fans will get a kick out of this.
A landmark collective bargaining agreement for the United States national senior soccer teams ensures equal pay for the men's and women's teams through 2028. The U.S. Soccer Federation has new CBAs with the men's and women's teams, already approved by the Federation's Board of Governors. Prize money earned by the men's and women's soccer teams at the World Cup will get combined and split between the teams, the U.S. the first nation to level the paying field. A member of the U.S. men's team and soccer union negotiating team, Walker Zimmerman, stated, "They said equal pay for men and women was not possible, but that did not stop us, and we went ahead and achieved it. FIFA, the world governing body of soccer, does not offer equal prize money. The United States men's team cooperated with the women's team and the U.S. Soccer Federation to bring this equality." Jared Max, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs,
Butler the drive across the lane, kicks it back out. Strus, long three-pointer. It's good!
The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 118-107 on ESPN in the opening game of the Eastern Conference Finals. Game one of the West is tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.